You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're going to talk about one of our favorite fables or fairy tales. It's the scorpion and the frog. Over the years, we have been doing this work. Many of the issues we've helped people with were metaphors about being stung by the scorpion. Let's see if you're getting stung repeatedly by people in your life. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, can you tell us the story of the scorpion and the frog?
So it's a fairy tale. So once upon a time, there was a scorpion walking down the down along the river.
Okay.
And it wanted to get to the other side.
Okay.
It came upon a frog and said, "Mr. Frog, give me a ride across to the other side." And the frog said, "No, you're a scorpion. You'll sting me." And the scorpion said, "No, I won't sting you. I can't get to the other side if I sting you." So the frog says, "Okay, hop on." So the frog starts to swim to the other side of the river.
Okay.
And the scorpion...
And doing a fine job of it, by the way.
Yes.
Okay.
And there was no editorializing in the fairy tale.
Excuse me.
But, you know, halfway through, the scorpion stings the frog. And the frog says, "Oh my gosh," as it's starting to die and drown, it says, "Why did you do that? You know, you're not going to get to the other side and you're going to drown too." And the scorpion said, "It's my nature."
Ah.
And so we think that's a great parable for so many people that have come to us, you know, over the, we've been doing this over 20 years. It's closer now to 25 years. Right. And, if you boil down what people come to us for, it's some
and
form
what
of
what people are dealing with.
Yes.
Okay.
Their issues and things that they want to want help from us to overcome. It has some form of, "I've been stung by a scorpion. I don't know what to do."
Right.
So, many people have scorpions in their life. They don't know what to do. Many of the people that are listening today are probably more like the frogs, not the scorpions.
Correct.
And, so we're going to unpack that today.
Okay.
Because I think it's a really great metaphor and it's a fun story.
Okay. It is a fun story. And I just want to say, I've been stung so many times by the scorpion, that it just, for me, until I did the ecosystem approach, it seemed normal.
Yes.
Okay.
I get it. And,
all right.
And, you're not alone.
Okay.
You're not an anomaly. And, I have to say, from my perspective, I've been stung a lot too.
Yeah.
You know, we both have been frogs, but we're different frogs now. But let's talk about that.
Okay.
First of all, identifying the scorpion is not black and white.
Correct.
So if you hear this story, it's tempting to say, "Oh my gosh, well, okay, that's simple.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't work with the scorpions in your life.
Or eliminate all of the scorpions
yes.
in your life."
It's never that simple and it's never that black and white.
Okay.
Because first of all, most people don't identify the scorpions until it's too late.
Right. Until they've been stung more
yes.
than once.
Yes.
Okay.
And so if you say, "Okay, this kind of class of people I'm going to avoid at all costs."
Okay.
It becomes a form of prejudice, you know,
Oof.
Whether it's by sexual orientation, gender, color.
Okay.
Educational background.
I was going to say background. Yes,
you know,
exactly.
belief system. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. you get to eliminate a lot of people.
Well, even religion.
Even religion.
Yes. Okay.
There's all sorts of ways to try and identify the scorpions, and today it could be, I won't deal with any Republicans, I won't deal with any Democrats, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, it gets really complicated and it never works. I'm here to say,
yeah, wait, that, you know, me too.
That just saying, okay, we're going to try and identify the scorpion, get rid of them. It doesn't work. Now I have a story about that.
Okay.
Where we used to work, we met at a, art college.
Right.
And, there was a guy there that, I don't know what his position was, but he was really close with the owners.
Right.
It was a big company, and the owners were really kind of, my word to use would be slimy.
Oh, that would be the word I would use too.
Definitely scorpions. Okay.
Yeah, oh, by all means.
But he would go around and solve problems. He would be like a floater, a floating manager. He'd go around and talk to people and create good morale, and because there was often a lot of bad morale.
Well, yes.
And try and solve problems. Well, he saw that I could solve some problems, and he actually helped me get promoted.
Okay.
It was a great benefit. But I knew from the very beginning that, and we had this connection. Now I'm a Sagittarius, he was a Gemini.
Okay.
And it seems like when I connect with Geminis, there's just this ease. There's just this connection, like
cha-chink.
We had this witty thing back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, my wife has a Gemini moon, and it allows me to connect with her in really positive way. I say if I wasn't on the air, I'd say it allows me to get over on her a lot, but she doesn't like it that when I say it that way. But so it's just,
he doesn't know how much I get over on him, but that is not the subject of today. Go ahead.
Yeah. We're going to work on that.
Yeah, we will.
In the future.
Yeah.
But so we had this connection, but I always knew that if push came to shove, and he was going to choose his boss, the owners, over me, that would never happen. That he would sting me. He would be the scorpion in my life.
He would.
And I could see it really clearly. But and there's no but. I used it for my benefit.
Sure.
You know, I got a promotion out of it, and he would come back to me over and over again, and it was valuable to me while I was there, to a point.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Yes.
You know, some of the most frequent scorpions.
Yes.
In a person's life.
Yes.
Are family members.
Wait a minute. Don't I know?
So that's your story.
Okay. So my story is that, ever since I was a little girl, I was fascinated by the things that people could do with cake decorating. And I know that sounds kind of like, big deal, no big deal. Well, you have to have a few skills in order to do it. And there was a friend of my first husband's family that she actually did cake decorating out of her home, and she was very good at it. And so one day, my ex-husband and I, when we were together, we happened to be visiting, and she was she had five sheet cakes, which, by the way, are quite large, that she was doing for money. It was one of the things she did for extra money. And I was sitting there and I was watching her and I was asking her questions, but I was fascinated, and she could tell. And so it was the last cake, and she said, "Would you like to try it?" And went, "Oh no, I can't do that." And she said, "Nah, you know, I think you can. Something tells me you can." And I said, "What if I mess it up?" And she said, basically, in its way, paint over it and start again. And I said, no, no, no. She finally talked me into it. She put that pastry bag in my hand, and it felt like I was home. And she really helped me.
That's what you had a natural talent for.
I did. I had a natural talent for it. And by the way, I am extremely coordinated. Even at my age, I'm still very coordinated. And you have to be coordinated in order to do this. Anyway, so she saw.
The biggest problem is we don't eat cake anymore, but
that's a whole nother story. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, she saw that I had talent, you know, natural talent for this. And she said, you should go take this course. It's through the rec department in our town. And I said,
cake decorating.
Correct. And I said, I really don't have the money. She pulled $15 out of her pocket. And that's what the class cost a whole lot more. Now she handed me this money and she said, here, I want to pay for your class. And I was like, oh my gosh. Anyway, through a lot of, no, I'm not going to do it, that kind of thing, or no, I'm not going to accept this. I finally said, okay, because it's something I really wanted. So the next day I said something to my mother about it. And I had no idea until after I started the ecosystem approach, did I know how much my mother had competition with me. Anyway, so my mother took the class with me. After that time, there was this competition that went on, who was the better cake decorator. And the bottom line is I always deferred to my mother because I knew that if I didn't defer to my mother and say she was the better cake decorator, that I would be stung. I didn't realize that all along in my life that I had been being stung by my mother all the time.
Because of jealousy.
And so the bottom line is that when I started,
you were both artistic.
And, very much so.
But you were able to excel with the cake decorating.
In ways that she couldn't.
Yes.
But she always would make comparisons in front of other people. The point that I'm getting
and
at
put
is,
you down.
And she always put me down. That to me was the sting. And it was difficult, very difficult for me to deal with. So, Jason.
Family members are the biggest scorpion. So here are the key.
They can be. Yes.
Key points. Many of us have scorpions in our life already ready to sting, but we don't see them until it's too late.
Correct.
Identifying the scorpions in our life is never black and white. Mm-hmm. If it is so if you do it in a black and white way, you're creating a form of prejudice.
Correct.
With this fairy tale, the frog has all the power.
Because he gets to make the choices.
He gets to make the choices. He's right. Responsible to evaluate the motives of the scorpion.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach helps you to have the ability to see other people's motives and be in this world with power.
Correct. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to be a smarter frog in the world. That works for me, by the way. We'll introduce Lucy and Charlie Brown as perfect examples of this same principle. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to be a smarter frog in the world.
Yeah.
Works for me.
I like
okay. it. We'll introduce Lucy and Charlie Brown as perfect examples of this same principle of the scorpion and the frog. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, all right, what's this about Lucy and Charlie Brown?
This is one of my favorites, okay? And if you've ever watched Peanuts, that's a little more contemporary than The Scorpion and the Frog.
That's true.
But if you ever watched the Peanuts comic strip, which is still, that's still kind of dated, but... Lucy was part of the group that Charlie Brown hung out with.
Right.
And Lucy would say, "Oh, come on over here, Charlie Brown." She would have a football in her hand and kick the football for me.
Yes.
And I'll hold it and you kick it.
Right.
So he would run up and just as he's about to kick it, she would pull the football away and he would fall flat on his back.
Yes.
Now I like that story because it happens over and over
and over and over again.
And the problem with the scorpion and the frog, once you get stung, you supposedly you're dead, and then
right.
that's it. Usually what happens is that
but now Charlie Brown's just crippled.
Yes. And he's got back problems, you know, he needs his own chiropractor
for days, exactly.
You know? So but this is a much better metaphor. And because it happens over and over again.
Yes.
Now, for those of you who understand the Enneagram, it's a personality typing system.
Correct.
We've talked about the Enneagram a lot. Charlie Brown was a 6
mm-hmm.
and Lucy was an 8.
Definitely.
So does that mean that all 8s are bad? No, same rule applies.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you have to understand the context and the situation that you're in.
Well, and I'm going to jump in and say, and how you do that is by learning about yourself first.
Yes. We're going to talk about that in the next segment.
I know we are. Yeah. And that is one of the most important things that we can do.
Well, what we're trying to say to you is that for human beings, it's natural to have the ability to perceive other people's motives.
Mm.
Just in other words, you don't have to be paranoid. You don't have to go live in a bunker. You don't have to do all those things. You need to be able to, in the world, go out and be able to perceive other people's motives.
Correct.
And just in terms of having it come naturally.
Yes.
That's so strange.
Okay.
You know, in the world today.
Because
okay. People, we have these things that we get in the internet, 6 ways to see if your spouse is going to cheat on you or,
okay.
you know, all these other things. Well, you shouldn't need 6 ways. You just should know.
Yes.
You know, 6 ways
and
to
you
know.
And you should understand why.
Right.
What
are the motives of your boss? What is their perspective
yes.
on the world?
Yes.
You shouldn't have to have a formula for that. You should just know. And the should that I'm talking about is because it's natural to human beings.
Right.
And the reason we don't have it, and for most of us out there,
is because
programming.
Yes.
Instead of saying, okay, let's use our essence the way it was designed and have these intuitive perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
We call it refined intuition.
Mm-hmm.
We say, okay, these are the formulas. This is how you think. This is how you feel. This is how you act. And then if you do those things, everything's going to be okay. But which it's not, a lie. It's not
the truth. And what it does is it takes out our personal perception of, I could say good and evil, right and wrong, in many ways, but that's not exactly what I mean.
We go out in the world and we encounter people and we read them right away.
Oh,
we say that we're intuitives. We are intuitives, but you don't have to be quote unquote
a professional intuitive.
Yes. To be able to do this, everybody should be able to do that. And that's why we created the ecosystem approach.
Correct.
Because we knew that all these skills and abilities are natural to human beings, but they were being covered up because of the way we're taught to do things in the world.
Well, you have a story about this.
Well, yes. And the problem is that in a programming world, to avoid the scorpion, to avoid the Lucys in the world, we either become bitter, paranoid, fearful, and say, I'm not going to trust anybody.
Right.
Well, that doesn't work.
No.
You become bitter and paranoid and not very happy on the inside. That's bad energy.
Yes.
You know, you can say, I'm going to eliminate these people, but that doesn't work either.
Right.
You just have to be able to perceive it. And there's nothing in the programming world that tells you how to feel, think, and everything is reduced to a formula that allows you to have that ability, which is why we created the ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
And by the way, if this excites you, if this interests you, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free section. And we're going to talk about how you can start to learn this starting today.
Yes.
At the end of this show, we're going to do some clearing.
Exactly.
So, but I do have a story.
Okay.
We had a client and she decided that there was a certain type of person that was causing her all the problems in her life.
And it had nothing to do with her.
Yes. And we could see that it was her, but she said, I'm going to eliminate all these people from my life. And she started going about that and it was kind of diabolical.
Very much so.
And it created a lot of turmoil she was created this program and she was trying to put this program forward. And it was becoming very, very difficult for her to do so because she would get stung. And then she would say, okay, I'm going to get rid of those kind of people.
Right.
Instead of seeing what was in her that
was causing the sting.
Yes. And
in other words, her choices were not the best.
It didn't work for her at all.
It did not. You're right. Absolutely.
So here's the thing. Sinister motives, like with Lucy, come from the negative energy attached to her.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say that she's an Enneagram 8, that doesn't mean you should get rid of all the 8s in your life.
No.
You just have to know, you have to see the world from their perspective. And that's one of the things we teach with the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. And it really helps you understand how to deal with them in your best interest.
Right. So first you start with yourself and see the world from your perspective.
Correct.
But then once you do that, you can start to see the world from other people's perspective.
Exactly.
When we go out in the world, we just have this, this look that we give each other, it's like, and we can just see the people as they're walking down the aisle in Costco or whatever, they're just because we see them, we perceive them, but the way we read them really is from their energy.
Correct.
It's not from a formula. It's from just a feel.
And the ecosystem approach really helps you, enables you to be able to read with much better clarity.
Yes.
And understand that negative energy is the cause of all of it.
And you can perceive that energy because in a programming world, you're not trained to, energy is not even relevant.
Nope.
And you're not trained to perceive energy. And if you just do it by this formula, then everything works. And all the self-help, all those, even some new age people that are energy people.
Yeah.
Ooh. They package what they do in terms of programming. That's methodology. True. So,
well, and you know what, Jason, I need to say, the need for power, the need for control, and the need to be loved and liked and respected by everyone, whether you acknowledge that about yourself or not, it's there. The problem is that programming dumbs you down. It keeps you from the clarity that you need in order to be able to see the Lucys and the, and even the Charlie Browns and, well, like, and the Scorpions.
My example in the first segment, you know, I saw he was definitely, he knew which side, where his the benefits were for him.
That's correct.
And he wasn't going to violate that, no. But he could help me in certain areas.
Correct.
And
you use that.
And I use that. And yes, that's how it should be done. That's how you, all you frogs out there, you got to listen to this. All you Charlie Browns, first of all, I'm sorry, you know, I'm sure you're a better place kicker than Charlie Brown was, but you know, you don't have to fall on your back. You don't have to have a permanent account with a chiropractor. It's not necessary.
Well, and I was, and as I said
I'm
to Jason,
yes,
and I said to Jason earlier, had I been Charlie Brown, well, I would have kicked Lucy. Yeah. Now,
you're changing the metaphor.
Oh, pardon me.
So,
okay, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Many people have Lucys in their life.
Oh, yeah, I've had a few.
No matter what they say, will always pull the football.
Yes, pull it out from underneath you. Yes.
You know, like your mother was, you know, she was jealous. And as a child, you don't see that.
Well, and that's because programming taught me I was not allowed to question my mother's motives.
Exactly. Becoming bitter and paranoid and not trusting anyone is toxic and harmful to you.
Correct.
It doesn't work.
By the way, if we were supposed to be here completely alone, God wouldn't have put other people here with us.
Yes.
It's that simple.
The key for Charlie Brown is to be able to read and perceive the motives of others around him and avoid the Lucys in particular situations.
Correct.
You know, there might be times where, and I'm mixing my metaphors here.
That's okay.
That there might be certain Scorpios that will.
Scorpions.
Yeah, sorry, I'm thinking astrology. Scorpions that will go all the way to the other side of the river without stinging the frog. Now, they may sting it after they get to the other side.
That's a whole nother thing.
You have to be able to perceive that.
Okay. Exactly.
And the ecosystem approach is designed to help you perceive the Scorpions and the Lucys in the world before they hurt you.
Correct. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the unlikely first step to being able to see other people's motives in a way that can help you survive the Scorpions and the Lucys of the world. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Krista Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio
exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the unlikely first step to be able to see other people's motives in a way that can help you survive the scorpions and the Lucys in the world. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, I'll bite. What is the unlikely first step to see the scorpions in the world or the Lucys in your world? I mean, what is it?
The unlikely first step is to see your own motives first.
Oh, big deal.
And you think, okay, I want to see other people's motives, but it's not as interesting to try and find and see your own motives. There's a natural block there, and that's negative energy. The reason there's a block there is because that negative energy that's attached to you is what keeps you from seeing your own motives. And it's often that negative energy is acting upon you in a way that's unconscious to you.
Yes.
So when you do things that irritate other people, there's negative energy there.
Right.
It's not coming. And often especially when it's invisible, you know, when you go into a work environment, you have cubicles and cubbies and things like that. And there's people, you know, there's always these interpersonal friction.
Correct.
It's because people can't see how they are perceived by others.
Correct.
In the way that they really are.
Well, and I don't know if there's time for this, but I know that when I first started doing the Ecosystem Approach, we didn't call it that then, but you know, we figured it out. That was a good name. But the point that I'm getting at is that when I first started looking at, I wanted to see other people's motives. Of course, I did what everybody mm-hmm. wants to do. But this one here said, no, you have to see your motives first. Just take one. And the one that just stunned me the most was my own personal neediness for other people's approval or acceptance, that sort of thing. And I was quite shocked that when I started clearing my own neediness, that there was this world that opened up or this area that opened up in my world that enabled me to see why my motives were what they were and that how other people were perceiving me because of my motives, or I should say my neediness.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Huge.
So let's break it down. This
okay.
is always the third subject. We try and do the how-tos. Okay.
Okay.
When you go inward and this is the time to sign up for our free section at our website, theecosystemapproach.org,
mm-hmm.
because we're going to teach you this. We're going to teach you the ecosystem approach. And every week we do, it doesn't sound like our topics are connected, but they all go to the same place. They're
they
all
sure
applying
do.
The ecosystem approach in the world in different ways.
And they're helping you uncover the negative energy in your essence.
Exactly.
And not, that's the point.
Whether
right
it's
there.
About money, relationships, health.
Yes, your essence.
Well-being,
is
you know,
what matters.
Evolution, all
yes.
those things.
Yes.
So here, the first step is understanding your emotional story.
Correct.
Now, if you've listened before, we've defined your emotional story as not what happened to you as you grew up, but how you felt about what happened to you as
Correct.
You grew up.
Correct.
There are so many people that have abuse, sexual abuse,
yes.
Emotional abuse.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes
just,
multiple abuses.
Just, and it doesn't have to rise to the level of abuse. It could be just, my dad, for example, I wouldn't call it abusive, but I would call it, he was very condescending and critical.
Very
of me.
Much. Yes.
And that be constantly criticizing me and trying to program me to be a certain type of person was really toxic.
He wanted him to be an accountant.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No way. So understanding your emotional story, and that's where your motives come from.
Right.
And then as you start using the ecosystem approach to clear away the pain of your emotional story, you start to open up and see a lot of your motives.
They're kind of right there, and you can do a 360 walk around them to see what you need to clear.
People have said to us, you know, they've cleared this away and said, oh my gosh, I never would have realized this about myself.
Exactly.
And then, oh my gosh, I start to see this in this other person that I never would have realized until I did this clearing.
Correct.
There's something about clearing that is different than having you read it in a book or a cognitive process or
Correct.
A formula. You know, if you want to be, you know, we see this all the time with how to truth tell.
You know,
looking at micro expressions and things like this. And, you know, I've read a lot about that. You know, I was an interrogator in the Army. I was fascinated by the topic, but really knowing what I know now about the ecosystem approach, it's not something that you try and learn. It's something that as you remove more and more negative energy, it creates, not only do you understand your emotional story, but it creates a form of consciousness that is more elevated than you would have otherwise.
And that enables you to see the scorpions and the Lucys and realize I don't have to go directly in between the two of them.
Yes.
But, you know, that kind of thing. You realize I can do this a different way.
Yes. There are people are saying to us all the time, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Oh, that's one of the biggest things.
If you listen to our shows every week, you'll see, oh my gosh, they have a perspective that is really different than anybody else.
Correct.
Here's the thing I wanted to say about consciousness.
Okay.
You know, as we uncover our emotional story, keep clearing and clearing and clearing, and that start seeing our own motives.
Correct.
We develop a form of what we call evolved consciousness that allows us to be more and more aware of everything that's going on within us.
Right.
Which is as it should be.
Right.
Now, contrast that with, you know, I'm not picking on hypnosis, but if you go to a hypnotist for weight loss or smoking or whatever, there's negative energy that's causing that weight gain and the motivation for smoking and all
Correct.
The other things that you go to a hypnotist for. When they hypnotize you and put a suggestion in there that you won't want to eat as much, you don't want to smoke as much, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
They're moving that negative energy around. They're not getting rid of it.
Right.
The ecosystem approach gets rid of that
Correct.
And allows you to have what we call evolved consciousness. So you can be, you know, we see from our vantage point of doing this for over 20 years for ourselves first,
mm-hmm.
that you shouldn't have a big unconscious mind.
Oh,
you know, maybe breathing can be unconscious. Maybe, you know,
sure.
certain bodily functions can be unconscious, but for the most part, the way we act and fit in the world should be fully conscious.
Exactly. And one of the best things about using the ecosystem approach is you not only become conscious about who you are and your motives, you see other people's motives, but you also gain a clarity about how to act, react, and even understand not only yourself, but others. And it is phenomenal. I have had so many people say to me, you're not like when you were a kid, you're different, that kind of thing. And I have a lot more wrinkles now, you know, things like that. Yeah. The point.
We would want to go back
to
being unconscious when we started 20 years ago or 25 years ago.
No, I would not. So. Exactly. So, should we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Key points.
Yeah. I was just going to say, are you ready for those key points, Jason? Here we go.
The first step in understanding other people's motives is to understand your own motives.
Mm-hmm.
You start by knowing your emotional story and clearing the negative energies attached to you around that emotional story.
Mm-hmm.
Hypnosis only removes does not remove negative energy around it. So it can express itself in other areas of your life.
Right.
The negative energy moves around. It does move it over here. You stop it here. It goes over here.
That's correct.
The ecosystem approach teaches you to see and perceive your own motives so you can perceive other people's motives, which would never allow you to be stung by the scorpion, and Lucy would never get to pull the football from you, from Charlie Brown.
Exactly. And I just want to make one point. Years and years ago, long before I ever did the ecosystem approach, I knew a hypnotist. He was also a counselor. And I said to him, well, you know, would you hypnotize me? And he said, Patricia, I would never hypnotize you because it would be a waste of time. Your will is way too strong. And the bottom line is I would be wasting my time. And he said, you know how to take care of you. That is, it blew me away.
By will, he was saying your life force and your consciousness already
was above and beyond
which
most.
Which is the way it should be. Yes. So go to our website right now, The Ecosystem Approach, and sign up. Mm-hmm. So we're going to teach you how to clear.
Okay, Jason, go for it.
So it's very simple. You can stand, your posture is not important. You can stand, sit down, lay mm-hmm. down, mm-hmm. Walk.
Correct.
You can be doing dishes. You can be doing something else, doing your workout. And we say, and to eliminate, just in your imagination, in your mind's eye, just gather up whatever we say to eliminate, whether it's emotions, veils and illusions, barriers, mm-hmm. whatever we say to eliminate, mm-hmm. and then blow them into the processor. If Lydia can put that processor up on the screen right now, it's basically like a trash can on wheels.
Yes.
And it literally exists. It processes negative energy that you're clearing.
Yes.
And it processes it so it comes out neutral.
Well, and one of the best things is we're having enough problems with climate change as it is. Everybody
which is negative energy.
Which is negative energy. And the bottom line is when you're doing the clearing, you're not only helping yourself and others around you that like you live with, but we're also helping our environment because we're getting rid of negative energy.
First in your ecosystem.
Yes, exactly. The last thing that we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. We're going to clear negative energy, and then we're going to activate life force to go into where that negative energy was and being stored in your physical body. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you clear so you can see and perceive the motives of the scorpions and the Lucys in your life and have the ability to be strong when confronted by those types of people. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the Ecosystem Approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit lifestrategymentor.com. That's lifestrategymentor.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you clear so you can perceive the motives of the Scorpions and the Lucys in your life and have the ability to be strong when confronted by those types of people. By the way, the Scorpions and the Lucys happen to us all. There's no two ways about it. So, Jason?
Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can see it. I don't have to be a frog in my life getting stung by scorpions over and over again.
I like that.
Take a breath. Take those barriers and blow them into the processor.
Into the processor. And Lydia is putting up that processor for us. Thank you, Lydia. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that the frog has power, but it's their innocence about the motives of the scorpions that get them stung. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that I have because I'm afraid of the scorpions. You don't have to be.
No.
If you have your perceptions there, you can deal with it.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear, hurt, and shame that comes from being stung, by the way, happens to all of us, being stung by the scorpions in my life. Take a breath, everyone. We don't need this guilt and shame. Get rid of it because it blocks us from the clarity that we need.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see the compulsive behaviors to be trusting make me a victim to the Lucys of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath. Take that compulsive behavior to be trusting.
Pick it up, throw it away.
So you can see people
for who they are
in the moment for who they are. Correct. So it's not a matter of trust or not trust. You can just know.
Exactly. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that programming myself to be paranoid and suspicious doesn't work, and it's definitely not in your best interest. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have about being powerless and a victim to the Lucys of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that I have to understand my own motives before I can understand other people's motives. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense resentment I have because I feel it's impossible to perceive other people's motives. No, it's natural to human beings.
Yes, take a breath. And to eliminate any resistance I have to seeing my emotional story and then clearing to understand my motives. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that perceiving other people's motives is natural for humans and for me.
Mm-hmm. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that I can perceive motives of everyone around me as I start to see my own motives. In other words, things can happen at the same time. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I don't have to be vulnerable to scorpion stings.
Yes.
Take a breath.
Or back problems because of Lucy. There we go. All right. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my emotional story is the key to understanding my motives that are unconscious to me. Take a breath. Can I activate some life force? Here we go. Follow me, everyone. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to activate life force energy. I'm going to call upon it. I'm going to ask it to come in through the top of my head right now and let it go all the way down my body. While it's doing that, it's replacing where those negative energies that we just cleared were. And now it's going to come back up my body and remove even more negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to see and perceive other people's motives in my daily life easily and effectively.
Nice.
Take a breath.
Call in that positive energy and activate life force so I can trust and understand that I have the ability to see the Lucys and the Scorpions in my life by using not only my clarity, but life force energy as well. Pull it in and blow out any negative energy left over.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on knowing my emotional story and my unconscious motives.
Excellent. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, creative, and heal myself and love myself and love my life. And also know that by using the ecosystem approach, I can take care of me and anything that's handed to me in my highest and best interest starting right now today. Pull in that life force energy. It's going to help you be strong and have understanding and have clarity and objectivity starting right now. Blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Long-term marriage.
Oh.
You know, and it's for, you know, it's one thing to, you know, in the honeymoon phase, you know, everybody's sure. in love and that sort of thing. After a while, and sometimes it's as soon as like 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
The drudgery, the day-to-day grind, the negative energy builds up in a relationship.
Yes.
And so how do you overcome that?
I know, but
you know, it's, we see a lot of long-term marriages. We see it around here. There's a lot of retired people that are in this community. And what happens is that people start to cope mm-hmm. with the difficulties they have with each other. They don't Correct. Overcome them. They cope with them. In other yes. words, they work around them. They ignore them. They,
yes.
they find a way, you know, they each have their own little thing or whatever. But what happens when you do coping, as opposed to what we're going to suggest in the next show,
right?
It gets dull.
Yes.
It gets boring.
Yes.
There's this yes. undertow of anger and bitterness.
Well, and I want to say, even if you're not in a long-term relationship, marriage relationship, this show is definitely going to be worth listening to and watching.
Even if you're single, you know.
Even if you're single, exactly.
It has to do with all the relationships, whether it's, you know,
exactly.
parents or whatever.
Exactly.
So if today's show touched your heart, you said, yeah, I'm tired of being a frog. I'm tired of being Charlie Brown.
Okay.
So what do you do? Well, if you want to make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of your life.
Well, wait a minute. How do they do that, Jason?
It's very simple. Listen to our show every week.
Okay.
Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section. When you do that, you get a weekly list of the clearings that we did on the show.
Correct.
We do them really fast on the show, and a lot of people say, "You're doing it so fast, I can't picture
lost,
it.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't picture it in my mind." Well, this is where you can do them slower, and the clearings are cumulative. So the more you do it, the better off it happens.
It is.
And so you're doing the ecosystem approach for free. It's just, you're putting your big toe in and getting an experience of it. Once you sign up for that free section, there's a lot of content there that you can read mm-hmm. and understand about what we do. So you're halfway there just exactly. by doing that. And it's all free.
And what about Facebook?
You know, we have our videos on Facebook. If you're a Facebook person, our Facebook address is theecosystemapproach.org. Go there. Like us while you're there. We'd appreciate that.
Okay.
And
next week, yes. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.